मुनि नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै कदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः। जल्दी जाओ तो भागो यहाँ से, पीछे डिस्टर्ब मत करो, पीछे देना। Yesterday, we were explaining sixth shloka.
Hare Cheta.
Buddha Kapatakutinati Bharakhara Charnamutreshnatva Dhasi Kathat Atmanam Apyuta Sadatangan Darvadi Dharapadapayam Vrishat Sudham Bodhoshnatva Asmatinam Chasutva. I explained that he is telling to his mind, "O mind, be careful, very careful, and listen me very deeply. In the mood of following, practicing, don't take bath in the urine of donkey. But I see that you are doing so. So don't do like this. Obey me. And you should try to do bath in nectar, water. Nectar, that is love and affection to Krishna. If you are serving him with love and affection, like Brajavasi, especially in the mood of gopis, then you are taking bath in nectar of that. And then you will be happy, and by that I will also be happy. So make me happy, you should be happy, and let whole world be happy by this. Now you are taking bath in that and thinking that I am bathing in nectar. You are like senseless, no sense at all. Like a drunkard takes so much wine and he falls in the any drain, very dirty Indian drain in Mathura. Not American. Mathura drain. If you will anyhow fallen down on that drain, then you will be like hawks, very dirty. But as you have drunk so much and your body is everywhere burning, but you are thinking that I am very happy. So what is that kapatakuti nati? Kapata means duplicity, and kuti nati both diplomacy. No. Kuti Nati, Bengali can understand this. Don't do coup. Coup means bad things, unwanted things. Don't do coup. who means all kinds of bad things. Society, drinking, means bad society, drinking, making merry, who associate with Vishayis, who have no faith in bhakti, not serving Krishna and his associates, telling lies, all are cool. And na means not, like not to go, and you are doing bad thing. So you should give up. Here he is telling, what is duplicity? Duplicity kapatta? What is duplicity? He is telling that bhakti sadhak are of three kinds. Understanding? Very deeply you should try to understand and follow. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births you cannot do anything by only chanting. And if you are not following, that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his association by these teachings. So you should think that we are associating with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is giving some teachings, so we should follow. So sadhak are of three kinds: swanishtha, parinishthit, and nirpeksh. Swanishtha, that those who are in beginning following and they want to practice bhakti yoga, shamanam, kirtanam, vishnu shamanam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya sakhatman vedanam. Nine kinds of bhakti they are following. But there are some defects in them, duplicity in three. What? Swanishtha. They are following bhakti. Those who are following bhakti, but vidhi nishedh of varnasham dharma. What is vidhi? Means rules and regulations. And also what is not to do, prohibited. They have nothing to do with these things. Nothing. They can only do Radha Krishna conjugal bhajan. If anything of varnashram is help coming in, the no harm. But they don't look and see all these rules and regulations to be followed or not to be followed. Only totally following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's, or Shivash Acharya and Grihastha Bhakta, like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following. Or don't disturb anyone. Keep it. Please keep it. After class you can do. Otherwise all mood will come to you. So, happy them. All these things. They have never to care for that. Where we are doing, following or not following. But totally following one-ended ananya rupena. Radha and Krishna, Braja Seva. Second are parinishthita. That they are punished who are following bhakti, shravanam kirtanam, but they also follow varnasram dharma, rule regulation, and what not be followed, they are not following them, and what to follow in varnasram, they are following. But only these are helpful or kind of favorable. No? Not all rule, dress, regulations and everything. No? Only they will follow which are favorable for Vrajabhakti. They are parinishti. Both are grihastha bhakta in family life, married life. No. And third is paristhita, nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means they have given up their worldly life totally. In the line of Rupa, Raghunath, Arjuna, Goswami. Renounce order, not renounce order, but brahmachari, but no family life. And have totally given up householder life, any ashram or any math or anywhere. They are doing it totally. But then there may be some duplicity. It may be that they don't know, but anyhow there is some duplicity. What duplicity may be there? He is telling. First, Swanishta. What is the definition of Swanishta? I told. Don't say, please.
But when it comes to Varnashram, the rules and regulations of Varnashram, he does not care for them at all. But he's one person towards Vajpati or losing the
Varnashram. First he is telling, now you can tell what I told. Ram Vijay Prabhu, Ram Vijay Man. Quickly, what I told. Who can tell? Can you tell? You should ask me question. And in the meantime, you will be prepared. Where is? Oh, what I told?
You explain. What is a Swanishta sadhak? For the Swanishta sadhak, he's doing bhajan, following Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the angas of bhakti, and his all endeavors are to cultivate the mood of unalloyed service, aikantik bhakti to Radha Krishna in branch. And so he never thinks about the rules and regulations of varnashram dharma. He has no consideration for that.
But he will not go opposite to that. Any lady devotees among? He can tell. No, then I become hopeless. You should tell. Again, you should repeat. No. I am not telling that. Raganuga, Rupanuga, not. But what I told, Swanishta. What is the meaning? Okay? Yes. Now we will see very carefully, because among us it may be like Swanishta. Swanishta sadhak, they may tell that we are practicing that kind of bhakti. And they may be engaged in sense gratifications. How? You are doing bhakti. But inwardly, engage their senses in all other things. Only the face, the cloth, tulsi mala, tilak, is like swanishtha, but not actually found. Or they will tell that we are doing more. But always engaged in sense gratifications. They do not engage themselves in the service of nishkapat bhakta. They never engage themselves in the service of those who are high classes of Vaishnava, those who have nothing to do with duplicity above them.
they don't have any relationship and they don't serve sincere and advanced
devotees.
They will not tell that, oh, whether he has been initiated by my Gurudev or by with me or any god brother of me. In broad sense, in like this. Anyone told me that you are not in ISKCON? I told him that why I am not in ISKCON? What are the rules and regulations that I will adopt when I will be ISKCON, in family of ISKCON? I want to know the rules and regulations. And I want to totally surrender. So what are these rules and regulations? Oh, we ISKCON have that one should chant 16, at least 16 rounds. I told that I chant 64. Then they told,
"Oh,
I am abiding rules." Then I told them, "Say anything more? Oh, we should follow four basic principles. What are these? That not intoxications. You should treat all the ladies like mother, like sister. Oh, I do this. Totally, from beginning, from my birth, I am doing this. And, yes, no gambling. Never I don't remember it in my so many previous lives. I don't gambling. And no meat and no hinsa. Oh, I have never smelled of or seen all these things. Never, never. Then I may be, then I know there is something. What something? No wine and cigarette and everything. Oh, no. Never, never, never. Also, I tell that from 45, 46, I am chanting. And from beginning, like now, I sometimes fails to chant 64, but at that time I was so punctual. Sometimes 3 lakhs also I have done in my before life. But now, due to preaching, writing and all doing so many things, I can't. But on Ekadasi I try to do more. So I am chanting from there. May I be member of that? Oh, bona fide guru should be there. Oh, do you think that my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was bona fide guru or not? Yes, he was bona fide guru. Then why you are not? Then I will have to give up my Gurudev initiation, I should be your disciple or any disciples of ISKCON who may fall, I should take initiation from them, then you will admit me like ISKCON, or what are the rules special? I want to know. Oh, I will think. So these are kapatata. You should not think like this. Anyone who has surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or any offline, he is chanting, so observing, no offenses, no duplicity or anything. He may be in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He may be in the line of any of Loha. But we should have to think whether he is Sahajiya or not. He should be qualified Guru. Whether he is disciple of Swamiji, whether he is disciple of Pujyapa Sridhar Maharaj, Shakti Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, or anyone, I can admit any those who are of Swamiji, no heart, if they are not duplicitous, or they are above, but no doing offensive, not criticizing. If, what to speak of the disciples of Swamiji's of Swamiji, even fourth generation is there, I will do pranam to them, if they are so qualified. Chanting in this way, knowing all the established truths, then they are. So I request you to be like that. Don't have any line, no wall. That also thinking that we are in same family of Gaurchandra family, Nitai family, Narottam family, Roop family. Oh, I ask him also, do you think that Rup Goswami is in ISKCON or not? And Narad Goswami? Oh, he began to do it. He will have to think whether Rup Goswami is in ISKCON or not. But I know, I have a strong belief that Narad Goswami, Brahma, all are in ISKCON. So don't confused in this. Anyone who is the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami doing bhajan like this. So, I don't want to criticize anything. I want to know that you should know the principles that who is Vaishnava, actually. Who are very strongly have belief in Mahaprabhu chanting. Whether he is not any disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, even anyhow coming in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, or anyone, Tilak may be some change, no heart. In Shyamananda Parivar they have some like, na? What that thing? Nupur Chinna. No heart. So we should go internally to see who is devotee and we should try to find it. So those who are not serving that class of Vaishnava, but they go to Vishais and rich persons and beg, give me $1, $2, $10, you should give. Not doing this. There will always go living mat, center, preaching center, and they will go to each person's wrath. They will take so delicious foods and all other things. So they are duplicitors. They will, in India I have seen that there are so many devotees without order of any mat commander. They take a family which is richer, rich family, and they take them into this parikrama and serving so much, not serving like Guru, more than Guru. They have never serving Gurudev, any Vaishnava, but they will serve them so well, day and night. Oh, what you require? What is the problem? May I bring water? May I do this? Hello. So, this should not be like that. We have some honor, more honor, love and affection and service to pure devotee. Avashyakta se adhik arthadik me vyastarana. What we need for our Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, Center Seva, Preaching Center Seva. Not we should be ourselves in always making money. What we need for the service of Gurudev, we can do. But don't always engage yourself in making money. Then your pocket will be so heavy and a chulkahat will come, itching will come. How to expand? Very big problem is. So don't do like that. Whether grihastha or not grihastha. Grihastha not should not engage that, oh, I should be crorepati. After that. And one day he will die with nothing. Zero in hand. So don't engage yourself. What we need for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, we should try to do, but not more than that. Nirarthak aur anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna. Nirarthak. What? Useless and anitya. Temporary. Dhandho me agrara. To be excited in all things.
You can decide on the activities
which are
useless
and temporary. What? Giving to his father. Go to your mother. Ajar, keep silent here. Sit down. Boliye. What is the meaning? Nirarthak aur anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna.
Having great enthusiasm for futile temporary enterprises.
Don't be. We should engage chanting, but in lower stages, beginners, always they should engage in association of good qualified devotees. And hearing more. First hearing, then kirtan. Not kirtan first, then hearing. Shravanam, then kirtanam. If you are qualified and perfect in hearing, then you can chant perfect. Otherwise, not. No? So don't engage yourself in these things. निरपेक्ष व्यक्त साधकों का बेस बनाकर जड़ प्रतिष्ठा संग्रह के लिए प्रयत्न करना. Those who are householders. Sometimes they make themselves a tyagi, renounced person. A suffering cloth, so लंबा लंबा तिलक. लंबा means big and full head. And sometimes they think that I have become renounced. Sometimes I have seen some devotees in daytime with a danda sannyasi and in night time pants, shirt, hat, coat, boat, everything so suited. No, we should not do like this. Why? To make money and for jad pratishtha.
Material prestige.
Mastery. We shouldn't give any importance of prestige. We should keep it in our what? Rasoi ghar mein.
Kitchen.
Kitchen in fire. Don't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Don't go towards that. Always be very trinadapi suni chitaru rapi sahishnu amani manudena. Give proper respect to Vaishnavas according to their stage. Don't have any wish for to be praised. Never. It is very much obstacle in Krishna bhajan. So we should try to know all these things and be careful for these things. Now I am coming to parinishthit. Parinishthit means he sometimes care for varnashram dharma, rules and regulation. Bahar se parinishthit hone ka dhong karna. What means?
Making an external show of strict adherence to rules and regulations.
But internally they don't like to follow. Kintu andar andar krishnetar vishwa mein asakta rahana.
But remaining inwardly attached to material subjects.
I've seen so many like this. Always they engage themselves in sense gratification and all worldly things. We have devoted our life for doing Krishna bhajan in the service of Gurudev. Why this should come? But these are duplicities. Ananya premi bhaktam ke sangha ki apeksha sat karmi jnani yogi vishayi adi ke sangha mein adhik agraha rakhna. What meaning?
Referring the association of philanthropists, jnanis, yogis and materialistic people to that of resolute loving devotees.
Understand? More?
So, somebody who takes Sukhata bhajan and externally they're showing that they're following the rules and regulations, but internally there's still so much attachment. So it manifests that
they will not serve Gurudev. They will not serve any pure devotee. Always satkarmi. They will go to some Babaji that not doing bhajan. And to karmis and other persons, to yogis. Mahesh Yogi, you know, in India. Have you heard? Mahesh Yogi. They will go there. And Mahesh Yogi will tell that from where you have come. Oh, we have come from Iskon or Gaudiya, but oh, at once go and chant name. Don't come this. It is hard. I'm cheating all. I don't want to cheat. Because you have come from a real path. And if I'm doing, then I'm offensing. So I don't want to make. But they will go there. Vishayi. They want to be always engaged in them. So yesudna. And then nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means those who have taken renounce or brahmachari, living always in mud to improve. If a brahmachari living in mud or preaching center, serving all Vaishnavas, listening in always Hari Katha, then why he'll be a tendency taking also saffron cloth? Why he'll be tendency to marry? Is it improving or decreasing? What is this? What? Is it improving thing? Anyone should? Not Abhinati. And he will be more inspired to give his all-time like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Hari Das Thakur, Roshami, Sanatan Goswami, always following his Gurudev. Why he will do this thing? And those who are family persons, they will hear all these things, they should improve more. After 50, 60, they can be renounced, no harm. Or after 50, again, new marriage, giving up his chest wife and new one, brand new, and they want to marry again. This is not developing of bhakti. That should be detached from worldly things. That should be attached with bhakti suddha. First, that these renounced persons have false ego that I am very high class of Vaishnava. And then neglect others. Also family men they neglect. Like Lomharshana Suta. You know Lomharshana Suta? He was, they used to give classes. And lakhs audience, all the rishis and maharshis, in them it might be that they were more renounced, more bhakta, more qualified, knowing more established truth, but he used to neglect. Oh, because I am on this seat, so I am more than anyone. If I am renounced, then all are like bogus. I am only qualified. We should not know. Any brahmachari taking saffron cloth or sannyas, they should be more and more deenheen, more humble than anyone. Those who will be advanced in bhakti, they should be more and more humble than anyone. It may be that Kanishta Vaishnava may be so much humble. But all these things, why he should not be humble? Srimati Radhika herself, what topmost in everything, but he wants to be what? A deer, a grass where the devotees are walking, Krishna is walking. He wants to be clouds sometimes, sometimes a river, sometimes cows to hear the sweet sound of Krishna. They wants to be, have a birth of Pulindi Manin, hilly tribes, scheduled cause. Oh, this is humbleness. So we should be humble like this. If anyone is not even initiated, he taking drugs or taking meats also, but chanting name, I will give more honor to that person than any high class of Mayavadi. Satkarmi. Satkarmi means?
He's following Varnashram.
Quickly they will give up all these things, they will be very qualified devotee, but they will never. Then, taking renounce, order this, and with false ego, they think that all sadhaks, all devotees are bogus. I am only so much qualified. They also collect so much preparations and cloths, watches, golden glasses. Glass will be that, not golden, but frame be golden. And car not than 50 lakhs. not less than. All kinds of facilities should be there. One car will be only to walk, second car will be going to temple, third car will be going to stool or anything. 4-5 cars should be. One car for his wife, one car for his son, one car for all others. And though he is sannyasi. So sannyasi should collect very little thing what he needs, not so much. Sadhan ke bahane jyoti sang karna. Yeah?
You associate with women on the pretext of sadhan.
What is the meaning? Explain.
That on the pretext of speaking Hari Katha, he's associating with ladies with the spirit of enjoyment.
And what becomes after? Telling Hari Katha, and then marrying with her. Not marrying. Oh, so many examples are there. Or telling, I will tell you Katha. What Katha? Sweet Katha of Krishna pastimes. With gopis, how alone he was doing any here kunj. Do you want to, what kunj? Broom? Oh. That's telling all these kathas, sweet katha. Then he will at once go to hell. Both will go. So, this is now, why this is going on, I think. And only to this reason, so many devotees are falling down. We'll be very careful. Whether we are grihastha, or tyagi, or brahmachari, or sannyasi. Very careful in this thing. Anyhow, where in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, don't meet your mother alone when you are matured. When you are becoming like 16 years old, never meet with your mother, sister, daughter, and anyone, and don't make love, joke with them. Be having such guard, taking their food dusts of your mother. If your sister is elder, like your elder, like mother, and younger like your daughter, try to honor them. And don't talk in alone. Never, never. But if any critical times comes, that is exception. But with this mood. Otherwise, he will go down. हरि मंदिर को छोड़ करके धन आदि की लालसा से विषय लो समय पूछना बैठना
बट to keep close contact with materialistic people with the intention of collecting funds and donations instead of going to the temple.
Yes. स्वामी जी है रिटर्न इन फॉर आई रेट ए नोटिस फॉर देम दैट ऑल द डिवोटीज शुड join morning class and evening class. Achha, why he did? Can you tell? Why? This circulation was made? He saw that anyone not coming in morning class. Not in evening class. Some are coming, some are not coming. So he has to made a regulation. Make a regulation. If all are coming, why to make any regulations? For common person, it has been done rules and regulations. Those who are, don't want to follow, for them. And those who are following, no regulation in Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, anything. Those who have taste in chanting name, taste in doing servition, taste in Harikatha, is there anything wrong? If they are following themselves all these things, no rules and regulations. जो गीव वैराग्य के प्रति सम्मान अधिक देते हैं और विधि पालन के प्रति अधिक आग्रह के द्वारा कृष्ण रति को क्षीण करते हैं पर
टू इन पीपल वंस अटैचमेंट फॉर कृष्ण बाय अट्रिब्यूटिंग इंपॉर्टेंस एंड रिस्पेक्ट मेरली टू द एक्सटर्नल ड्रेस एंड सिंबल्स ऑफ द रेनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर एंड बाय बीइंग ओवरली अटैच्ड टू द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ रेनाउंसिएशन
पंडित जी बोलो यू 42 No, you look, don't hear? Bola.
One may take the plot of renunciation, and they may be so attached to the relation of following proper brahmacharya life on sannyas life, but not actually going deeply into the real meaning of renunciation, which is to be attached, to get from your place.
What he told? You also. And? Vidhi Palan ke rati. Not going deep. Anyone has taken sannyas. And they think that I must honor only those who are sannyasi, whether they are fallen. And those who are doing vidhi bhakti, rules and regulations, not going in internally and feeling deep. What is the meaning of this bhakti? Only they will try to follow outwardly the instructions of their Gurudev, but they don't want to go deep soul. So these are duplicates. We should not be like this. From beginning, we should try to obey, we should try to know the main object and aim object of Guru Varga, Swamiji, my Gurudev and others. And try to catch that mood. What that mood is? Braj Bhakti only, nothing else. Only Braj Bhakti is that mood. They have come to this world only to sprinkle this. Not Vaidhi Bhakti, not anything, not sannyas or nothing. Sannyas is a nishtha only. Nishtha means, I am renounced now, I should go towards sense gratification, not to mixing with ladies. Our ladies should mix with
gents.
So we should try to go very deep. Why we have been initiated? What is initiation? What is the purpose of it? How we should do follow all these things? So they have come only to give love and affection. Braj mood to all, not only all these. Kirtan, not only doing kirtan here and there. This is not object. By kirtan, you should be also perfect in kirtan. And then to preach. Otherwise, if you are doing kirtan, from one gully to gully, streets, and someone will give you manisham, and you'll keep it in pocket. Other will do anything to you, and you'll keep it in pocket. And thus, always, he's a very good person, only for this. And after some days, you'll quickly give up all these things and go to hell, or anywhere else. those who are doing only this, like outward, outwardly, artificially, all these things, very little effect will be there. So we should try to know all these things and to be careful for all these. Gaur Brahma. If I have told any harsh word or anything pinching to anyone, I should be excused. I also want to be humble like you, sitting like you, and very humble.
Operations, there are sometimes some
cutting
is necessary.
Yes, but I am not so much qualified. I am among you. You can think me like your elder brothers, your friend, only a very low class of sadhu. Come very soon, very soon. Who is she?
Talk about his daughter.
Oh.
She seems very beautiful.
When you came? Just now? Very good. I am happy to meet you. I was thinking that you may come.
Yeah.